Ta-da! Good evening, council and staff, mayor, and everybody. 30 minutes. I gotta go fast, like Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's really fast. Jimmy John.
Stop making me hungry.
Page 4 in front of you. If you don't have a page 4, we're in big trouble.
Page 4.
Alright. Page 4, general fund, which is the fund that's one of the funds that's kind of tough to balance each year. I've updated some revenues based on strong performance on sales tax this last month. 2 months, and strong performance on solid waste tax as well. Both of those are over budget for the year through 10 months. Page 5, just flip that over. At the bottom of page 5, we show a small surplus, $1,537. Made some adjustments. I'm expecting the wage increase for mayor and council to be more like 1.8% instead of 3%. We won't have those numbers until after the budget's approved, late December. But it's been running. Salary CPI has been running a little over two, and you all get 80% of that. Okay. So I made that adjustment. But generally, pumped up the revenues just slightly on sales tax, and put in most of the department inputs, and we're showing a surplus of $1,537. Any questions at this point on the general fund?
Is this? Go ahead.
Councilperson Goodrich was he's first. Oh, we'll let him go first.
Mm-hmm,
can we make it so where a council doesn't get an increase?
I know you keep asking that. I keep looking at the city clerk for the answer.
No, the state, Washington State's constitution does not allow us to decrease salaries.
Well, you just said there's a 1.3% CPI.
Yes. So there's Article 33, Section 1 of the Washington State Constitution provides that if elected officials do not actively modify their salaries, they can be increased. That same section does not talk about decreases. The other section of the Constitution, which is Article 11, relates to municipalities, talks about not increasing or decreasing directly during the term of the officers. So you could technically approve no increase for only the positions that are up this next election. So in January, which would be your position, Councilmember Musler, and Councilmember Zimmerman's position. So you could freeze those if the council approved that. But you would still have 4 council members that would get an increase no matter what, and the Constitution does not allow us to change that.
So it kind of adds complexity for payroll. I vote so.
So when we did it in the past, though, we've done it in the past.
I wasn't here.
Yeah.
Well, that was, I don't think we had a complete understanding of that. I believe that ended up being more or less voluntary. But I think it was pointed out in the past that if anybody wanted to contest that it violated that provision, which says we're raising and lowering our own salaries. We just didn't take it, and nobody contested it. So, my understanding is exactly what Sam just explained.
Other questions?
Councilperson Watson?
Is the full-time clerk court on this sheet? So shifting from part-time to full-time is on here?
It's on the next sheet, but yes, included in the draft budget is a full-time court clerk.
I do want to add, too, if you did notice, under property tax, another revision is this only includes a 1%.
Good point.
So this $1,500 to the good is after only a 1% property tax increase.
Okay.
Just looking at reality. So let's go to the decision card page. It's the one pager, the second one you should have. And let's just go over some of those expenditure decision cards. Support to nonprofits, it's in the draft budget, $13,050, same as 2013. I believe same as 2012. City Hall phone system, it's basically a push, the 12-month to 13-month payback that would be the same system as the police station. More reliable, less costly on repairs.
That means revenue doesn't change the budget or does change the budget?
Increase in capital expenditures, decrease in operating expenditures. It's all a push in the general fund.
So over a 12-month period, it would pay for itself? Is that
12 to 13 months is what we're seeing is payback.
So are we going to make these decisions as we go? Or do
I would like that.
I just think it'd be easier if
Just how would you like to do it?
I would like to get through as many as possible and decide yay or nay. So
do
we
want
can
to go through the whole list and then go back with any questions?
Personally, I'd rather just go line by line and see how many we can crank out. I don't know. How does anyone else feel? Is that okay?
Sure.
The new phone system is a push on costs.
I agree with that. If for example, we went ahead and said yes to a line item and then discovered later that we felt something else was more important, we're not making the final decision right now. We're essentially giving the treasurer go-ahead on it.
You're providing direction to staff.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you just want to go line item and we'll ask if everyone says yes or no? Or mainly, I mean, I guess if someone wants to pull it off and for further discussion. So I guess that's the big thing. All right, let's do it that way. Okay, support to nonprofits.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I think
you
we're good.
Thumbs up or down?
Well, I like the thumbs up down thing. That's like,
yeah, if you have an objection to it, just bring it up if you have an objection. I'm going to assume you're saying yes unless I hear an objection.
Okay.
I don't see an objection.
You're assuming we could sit quietly.
New City Hall phone system.
I have a question on that.
Okay.
I said it's the same phone system that the police station has. Are they very happy with theirs and any issues that...
I believe we went over kind of a bump where... what was it? Power failure. Didn't have any phones. But I think we've overcome that with, I don't know, generators or just some other.
The issue was our firewalls needed upgraded. We had firewalls not able to handle the capacity of the new system. Now that we have the new firewalls, it can totally handle what we have, and it can also handle the City Hall one as well.
Thanks, Sam.
Okay.
Nothing to do with
Customer Smithler.
I'm glad we're doing it this way. I'm noticing some of these decision cards are one-time expenses, and some of them could be ongoing expenses. What I'm leading to is, like, say, a lawnmower. We don't buy that every year. I wonder if we would consider using surplus out of, say, solid waste or sales tax for these one-time things, as opposed to including in the budget, which could possibly or likely push up a need for a higher property tax or something like that. I see some recurring things, and some that are just one-time things.
Just clarify, the sales tax is in the budget. Yes, solid waste tax revenue has been strong the last 2 months. There may be some funds there that we could grab for special, like these extra things. Yeah, now the phone system, it's a 13-month payback, and then it continues to save money thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So keep going past the phone.
Phone's fine.
Yeah. Phone's a net push in expense.
Yeah.
And
pretty much a no-brainer.
Is that,
that's what I'm thinking.
You know, my phone technology background is kicking in. Are the phones that we'd be using the stuff readily available, are they really expensive? I know in some phone systems you're locked into a certain type of phone that's very expensive to use if somebody dropped it off their desk or something like that.
But if the vendor's interconnect, and that's who we use, I think, competitively for the police station, and I think they use Mitel brand. They're made in Canada, I think. But I don't know how reliable they are, so I don't think we've had any replacements so far at the police station.
Mm-hmm. I think they're probably a little bit more expensive than the phones we have at City Hall now, but our phones at City Hall are digital phones already, so they all already are kind of pricey.
Yeah.
So it's not that much of a new expense for that.
I was thinking down the road if we have to replace stuff or whatever.
But all the hardware's changed out, and you get a new, you know, box and a new brain and all that. But it's linked into the police station system.
So are we all comfortable with a yes for that?
Sounds like it.
Looking like it. Okay, yeah. So record management solution software. Sam, you want to just refresh on that one?
Yeah, so that's a product that will allow us to digitize public records. The issue we have right now is we are pretty much out of space for record storage. The space we have is not appropriate for long-term record storage. Under state law, I'm technically responsible for every document in the city. That's a horrible law. I don't like it, but I have to follow it. And, you know, it's my duty to control those. And right now, we have records above you that are not in a climate-controlled area. In the summertime, it gets way, way too hot up there. When it feels cool in this room, thanks to the air conditioning, it's hot up there because of the air conditioning. In the wintertime, it gets really cold, and it's just a really bad situation for protecting, you know, some records that are archivable. What we're trying to do at the mayor's direction is to digitize and destroy records based on the system. We have to follow rules that have been put in place through state law from the state archivist. And one of the requirements is we have to show them that we have software that will protect those records, that secure them, that have a bunch of checks and balances, and have a bunch of recommendations from the Department of Defense. And so this matches that. Like I said previously, the last one we looked at was $120,000. This one is $9,000 for the first year, and then two-year maintenance after that for $3,000 each the next 2 years. So you should be aware of that. It's not just the $9,000. It's $9,000 to start. 2015 would be $3,000. 2016 would be $3,000. We would need to renew that maintenance contract after that. It would be another 3 year after that. It would be $3,000 annually.
So you're using the cloud? You've got something out there? Is that where you're storing it?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in a sense, this would be charged to the computer fund, and that would find its way to the general fund through computer rental charges. But there is a fairly substantial new software budget in the 510 computer rental fund. So in a sense, it's already in here, the general fund, through the computer charges.
I'm assuming
there's any hardware for scanning the documents?
No, we already have that.
Yeah.
I had an intern that I asked to write a report. Basically, I said, review these state archive rules. Tell me what we comply with. Tell me what we don't. And the only thing we didn't comply with was software. So the scanners that we lease right now are very, very high quality, and they comply with state standards.
Will these records be searchable? If someone wants to do a record search, they wouldn't have to come to you. They could just search themselves?
Right. Okay. Yeah, and there would be a web portal. So
okay.
If someone had a question, I could link them to that, just like I do with the website now, but
yeah.
This would be a full portal.
Okay.
And what we would do is we would input metadata of the record, what it is, you know, all that stuff. So when they search, they would find it through the keywords that we do. We put it there.
So that would save money in the long run, too, if you're not doing that.
And save time, certainly.
Councilperson Ingram?
Okay.
Is there a time frame, Sam, that after which we can drop records offline? I mean, we have to archive them for perpetuity?
No. We base it on the state's, it's called the CORE manual. It's the Local Government Common Records Retention Schedule. And there's various time frames for various types of documents. So communications of officials, we have to keep them for 2 years, and then we have to send them to the state archivist. Financial records we have to keep for 6 years, and then we get rid of them. We destroy them.
And can you hire and maybe an intern this summer, get some bright tech whizzy from the high school or something that can help you do all these records? I mean, if you've got boxes and boxes up there.
Yeah, well, we have a records manager who, you know, my deputy clerk is our records manager. She does that for me, so she'll be working with that. But I do fully intend to. We have a really strong librarian program up at Western. Those are usually the folks that become archivists. And what we'll be working to do is find some interns who can help us digitize and all that. The software also does place in some automatic stuff to where we tell it, hey, based on the retention, they put the retention schedule in there for us, and we say, hey, it's this type of record. It'll flag it for us and notify us when it's ready to destroy as well.
Well, I think
we've already got the money in the computer
fund. It's in there already with the rental charges to the general fund for next year.
Yeah, I think this is one of those things you have to do because it's going to save money in the long run with your time. And some of these records are going to be unreadable eventually if we don't do something.
That also applies, by the way, to the community development, the Paladin permit software. It's basically already in the general fund through rental charges. That's down your page a little bit.
Are you jumping ahead?
I am a little bit because it's thoughtful software.
This process or what?
I'm trying to speed along.
We are very dear people here.
Thumbs up on the archiving software camp. See, thumbs up. Okay, good.
Is that good?
Don't be jumping around.
All right, sorry. Back to the court clerk. The intent is to hire that person. Well, she's part-time, but to go full-time this week, November 1st, I guess last Friday, but to go full-time in the court.
Greg, and you want to explain that? A lot of people probably don't realize that we're doing a additional court other than our Friday court.
Yeah, we're this is part of the result of us, you know, really putting a lot of emphasis on our police force and hiring new officers, especially a lot of young officers. They tend to be somewhat gung-ho and go out there and write a lot of tickets, and good for us, we're a little safer perhaps. So anyway, this all trickles down to the court system. So over the last 6 months or so, I've been getting phone calls from our judge alerting me to the caseload that we have. He was saying that our caseload is greater than, I think, Linden's and Blaine's combined. We go to the, we have court actually more than once a week. We used to just have it on Fridays. Now they actually go to the jail itself. I believe it's on Tuesdays. And so the volume has just increased to the point where we literally needed someone else. We had a person and a half, and now we've moved them up to full-time, so we now have two full-time folks up there. And hopefully that'll be enough to kind of dig them out and to keep them above water.
Councilperson Nelson?
Well, we're missing a part of that equation. Who feeds the court clerk all those police reports and all that stuff?
Well, it'd be
the police.
Right.
And we don't have any increase in there, yet we're still operating at, what, two people when we had four or four and a half?
We had one and a half. Two. Yeah. Four, we used to have four, now it's two.
Yeah, I mean, if all things were absolutely rosy from a financial standpoint, we would probably be looking at two officers, maybe a detective, and possibly one or two front desk folks. I mean, there's a lot of work up at the police department. Luckily, we've had
that. The problem with this is who's going to pick up the increased workload in that department in order to get it to this department.
Well, in a lot of ways, we do have some volunteers in the police department. We can't do the same in the court. You can't have someone volunteer in the court services just because of a lot of the records that they work with. It's extremely somewhat complicated, the whole court system.
I haven't seen anybody volunteer in the clerical other than the lady who got that job in the court. Do we have some new volunteers in the clerical?
No.
So it's about just for perspective, it's about a $35,000 going from 1% to 3% property tax. But, you know, there's your number.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be there. I see a whole bunch of other things that maybe we could discuss that aren't needed.
Yeah.
So. We did have an officer earlier this year. That helps. So, what say ye on the full-time court clerk?
Because this is already in the budget, correct?
It's in the draft.
This one's already
budget.
In the draft budget.
In the draft budget.
Yeah, we've already put the person in the position.
Yeah, she's gone from half-time to full-time.
Yeah.
I guess we'll change it.
This $35,000 is in the draft budget.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, thumbs up, or just we're going to hold that in reserve, or maybe look at something else?
No, I agree we need that.
Okay.
The second court date. I'm not disputing that we don't need it. I'm just saying
we need to
go farther.
We just need to talk about some other things.
He says we need to look at the staffing up in the front office of the police station.
Sure.
As well.
Absolutely.
We could look at staffing in every...
It's a half, right?
Right.
It's the second half, with benefits.
We need to look at staffing in every...
Zero benefits, the full-time benefits.
Keep playing lottery, folks.
Yeah, it is. Okay, next up...
So that was yes, right? We moved on.
That was yes.
Okay.
Okay, next up, Public Works Infrastructure Inspector... That's a change from engineer.
Yeah.
Janice, you want to float on that one?
Yeah, so the title is actually going to be like engineering services supervisor. That person there is necessarily the second infrastructure inspector. This person would do the majority of our civil plan review, which that position was, we had an engineer in there and he was laid off probably a little over 2 years ago. Workload's still been really heavy, and so looking at filling that position, but not with an engineer, but with this engineering services supervisor. So that position would do the majority of the plan review. They would also fill in doing inspections if the workload was, if we had enough that the regular public works inspector could not cover.
Separate from the public inspector, the housing inspector that Yuri has.
Yeah, they
separate.
Work for Public Works.
Okay.
They would be overseeing and reviewing the civil drawings and the civil construction improvements that are going on out there on private, and then they also will be able to help with some of our on our public, on our city projects.
Who are they going to supervise?
This person here will supervise the inspector, and that's how it was. If that, we have that position, we have someone in that position right now.
The thing that scares me is this additional billings to developers. Those things just never seem to work. Not just my one that I keep going back to is that pond. That was a terrible fiasco. And I don't know, how do we think we're going to get to this figure? Do we have any idea?
No, I can comment. We're way over budget, which in a good way. for development review fees.
Mm-hmm. Are we at that figure near it?
Oh, we're way over 45 grand for the year. We're like close to 100 grand.
Yeah, Mark being very, very conservative there.
And that. But what else do those figures fund besides this?
Well, again, we're assuming that 25% of this person's time would actually go towards city projects, street, water, sewer, storm, per timesheets, per time cards, each pay period. That's on the cost side. So only 75% of the 100 grand would remain in the general fund. In addition, on the revenue side, the general fund, we think an additional 45 grand will be generated. So it's not like the whole 100 grand net cash will hit the general fund. It'll be closer to half of that.
No, I think maybe it wasn't clear. You say that's raking in more than that now.
Right, with our one person. Well, we've got two temporarily in there.
So does the money that you get from that fund anything else other than this?
Well,
maybe I'm not understanding.
We get property tax. What does that fund? Well, it funds, let's see, police, city hall, fire. Sales tax. What does that fund? There's no direct link to those general fund revenues. Now, in this case, this money goes to cover the costs of that department and that person.
But are you worried about 2015 and 2016? Are you sustainability? Is that more the issue, or is it this year that you're worried about?
No, I don't know. I guess I'm not making myself clear because I know you're not intentionally doing it to me. What I can't seem to get an answer to is Mark says that we're billing out more than that now. So we'll use $100,000.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that $100,000 that's an account right now for billing? That we've billed out and have reimbursed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Does that feed any other funds to be reimbursed off that 100 grand?
No, it stays in the general fund.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it's
same place where the cost is.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you talked about it last time, and maybe you'll talk about it more in another session, but and then the next item is a truck for that. Either the inspector or
well,
the supervisor.
Well, like, so let's leave the additional inspector kind of as a float. Do you have a couple more questions? Or
I think so. I'm still...
Leave that myself. In kind of the reserve
yeah,
file.
My thought is this somebody we're going to have to hire right away, or can we hold off 6 months like we did with the police officer where we held off for a while before we actually hired the person? To save us some money in 2014.
Yeah, to maybe explain it, it might be easier this way. Before we had Janice and we had BN and we had Art, and all three of them review development applications. And in the case of Art, he actually goes out in the field and inspects it. For that, we charge the developers back the time it takes for us to review their plans and go out and inspect it. When BN left, we just sucked up the position, but now we're finding that both Janice and Art are trying to take on that extreme load that's slowly being ramped up. So one alternative was to go back to the old model of hiring another development engineer. Instead of doing that, we decided that it'd be a little bit more profitable for the city and also for our employees to allow some advancement. The idea would be that, of course, Janice would still stay Janice, but Art would move up a step, and he would become the, for lack of a better word, the infrastructure supervisor. We would then backfill for Art's position, probably by pulling someone off the crew. They would then fill in to what Art is doing now. So when we're all done, and then we would hire a new worker for the public works crew.
And we have been doing that on overloads now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
We've been taking at least one individual off the crew and helping Art out in the field. That's one of the reasons why we've been charging out the way we have. So at the end of the day, we would have Janice, we would have Art, we would have the new inspector that would replace Art, and then we would then backfill on the crew. So we end up with the same type of arrangement, but we feel like the horsepower that we have on staff is a better route to go than trying to find a full-blown development engineer out there like we did before.
Councilor Swanson?
I guess I'm curious, and the $100,000 is going to be to pay Art more because he has more duties, and then you're going to be using the money somehow to bring somebody new in to take someone else's place. I'm trying to figure out where that $100,000 is going to, why it's going to cost us $100,000 to just shift somebody upward.
It's a slight bump for Art, and then just
where is that right now?
Kind of regular kind of pay for,
but not $100,000.
Well, that includes
wages, benefits, payroll taxes.
Get that dollar amount. Yeah. That includes everything.
Yeah, that's.
So you maybe want that detail to come back better detail.
Yeah, yeah, if you could explain.
What,
we end up with
what
one
is 100,000 equal.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Let's. Okay, now let's. So there's no sense talking about the truck. Nope. Can we talk about this?
Yeah. Do you want to leave personnel for next time and just try and crank through the lawnmower and the software?
Yeah.
It's almost 5:30.
Let's go stormwater inspector so she explains it. The other ones are kind of self-explanatory. So let's go stormwater inspector maintenance tech.
All righty. I don't have a whole lot.
It's a friend for Wendy.
Wendy, come on.
Relatively short.
Yep. So this is basically the same kind of scenario that you guys just talked about. For the past 4 years, we've had just me as office staff for the stormwater program, trying to do all the duties assigned. And so this would be bringing in someone to help me and make sure we're in compliance with our permit and all the other tasks with the stormwater management program. Mm-hmm.
And Mark has run the numbers, and there is money in the budget for in the stormwater fund for this position.
Yep, funding is there.
My biggest concern with hiring anybody new is not necessarily 2014, but in 2015 and 16. I just don't want to hire people and then let them go a year later. So, I mean, is there sustainability?
Running out 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm still not all that excited by it. I don't know if I'm willing to say yes or no tonight, though.
Can we put that one with the other one?
Yeah.
Can we think about it?
That we're still. Yeah. I want to. So staff is clear. Let's come back with the $100,000 mm-hmm. exactly where those funds are coming from. Grant. Part of mm-hmm. part of that. But let's give them the detail on
that. Not only just where they're coming from, but where are they going?
Yeah. How are they? Yeah. Thank you.
I just wanted to add for the last one and this one. I think it's important for a development review that. You know, we really take these into consideration because the people with the permits are, you know, getting backlogged. So it's not just, like they were saying, it's not just our work, but it's the development that's getting backlogged. We're not bringing in and pushing out as many permits and, you know, if we can't get the work done. So,
if you could bring that data too, how far behind are you, like 2 months behind or and would it bring you up? That
okay, we can do that. Just quickly... Paladin software, Yuri?
Yeah, so new permit tracking software, our existing software is about 10 years old now from when it was developed. This would include a web portal where one of our concerns is we invest probably about 200 hours of staff time a year checking out the permit status. It's about $20,000 a year in staff time that is not being funded. This would allow someone to go and check, has someone applied on this, on my neighbor's piece of property? What's the status of my own permit? Can I request an inspection online? This is what we're getting our archiving fees for. We would make this mandatory for all of our reviewers, and it would be part of our goal of possibly reducing our review time by about 50%. I think that we still have 50% that we can reduce it by.
Great thing to work, and now we're getting where customers can basically find things online. So unbelievably great move. Councilperson Olson?
I think we talked about this. That this has been around for a while, so we don't get a black bear.
Yeah, absolutely. With Black Bear, we purchased Black Bear in the hopes of getting their next version. We're buying the current version of this. It exists.
These people have been in business longer than Black Bear.
And this replaces back Black Bear?
But as a free service, they would port all of the last 5 or 6 years of Black Bear data into this.
Oh, they'll do that for you.
They will do that, yeah. Mm-hmm. They've gotten the best and brightest from other
healthcare.gov.
Can we see if we can snag that, like Kathy was saying, perhaps out of solid waste or something to figure out what we've got?
Well, it's pretty much good. Already covered the general fund through computer rental charges.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we've got a chunk of money for new software every year.
Okay, so leaving, what we're going to do is stormwater inspector, additional infrastructure inspector, truck, because mm-hmm. that if we're not going to hire. So we're going to load those. We're going to kind of assume I'm giving you a thumbs up on lawnmower and software.
What about the duty weapons for the police?
You want to argue with them?
No.
I'm just kidding.
He knows where I live.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm getting a thumbs up on that one.
Duty
weapon?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, pursuant to RCW 42.30.110G, we're going to retire to the other chamber. We're going to be there. We're going to be back here by 5 minutes to 6. So, let's
hustle on over there and do our thing.
So the audience has to come.
You're all on your best behavior. I'm putting the bell in front of the cloud.
Hey, Mark.
So yep.
Okay. So we're adjourned. You get this executive session 5 minutes until the regular start of meeting.
Well, that's why you got in so fast.
Sorry.